All right, Pat, you're wide awake. The luminaries were lit in Sharon last night on the Sharon Green. I think there's 1,300 luminaries were purchased by people to benefit the Sharon Fire Department and the ambulance squad at $10 a luminary. They made $13,000 in donations once again this year. And it's a beautiful sight to see those luminaries circle the green.
That is very nice. Good.
And all the volunteers, it was meant to happen Saturday night, but of course it rained, so they didn't. But it was still a windy and cold day yesterday when volunteers, you know, to go out and set up 1,300 luminaries is not an easy job. But they were out there yesterday doing it. So the weather was okay. It was like I said, it was a breezy day, which made it feel cooler. But I guess it was a typical day for December.
Okay. Yesterday, yeah, and it's pretty much the way we thought it was going to be. So we certainly didn't get any surprises, that's for sure. And you won't get any surprises this week either, because right through Friday at this point, we don't see any snow. And today will be the best day of the week with sunshine and a high of 50. It'll cloud up tonight in the low 30s, and then the temperature will rise a little bit. Cloudy with showers developing Tuesday, most likely by afternoon. High 45 to 50. Showers Wednesday, low 50s. Now, there could be some showers early Thursday, but for the most part, I think Thursday will just be cloudy, about 50. And then if a storm system in the plains, the southern plains, moves further north, we could have rain Friday and Saturday. If it slips to our south, it'll just be fair, brisk, and colder. And jury's on that. Is out because the modeling continues to be in both ends of the ring, so to speak. The models that are forecasting rain are insisting on it and have not budged, and the models that are saying no, it's going to go to our south, they're insisting on that and they haven't budged there either. So it'll be interesting to see how things pan out as we go through the week.
Well, that'll take us to the weekend, the 11th and 12th, where there's some more activities going on for the holidays. And then we have...
10th think, and the 11th.
Yeah. And then and on the 17th, I think, is our last tree lighting ceremony, which takes place, I think, in Falls Village. But still lots of activities going on. This is just... We're totally back to normal now with all these different activities going on. Totally back to normal.
Well, again... Yeah, I mean, that's a great thing. Now the weather could be challenging, so we'll have to just see. But, you know, the good news right now is that at least through Friday, maybe even the weekend, I don't see any winter storms, so that's a good thing.
I was getting out of the car this morning to come into work, and it was 18 degrees, and I said to myself, well, you know what, I could complain about this because it's cold, it's chilly, and my knees don't like it. But you know what, so far... There's no ice. There's no snow. And so I said, you know what? I'll take 18 and calm.
Yeah, exactly. It's the lesser of two evils. There's no doubt about it. I got my tree up yesterday. Oh. I just got it up. That's it. I was able to put the lights on. I didn't get any further because it was 5 o'clock and 5 p.m. Sunday, and I was exhausted. But it took... two cuts. First, I cut 2 inches off, brought it in, put it in the stand, no good, too big. Brought it back out, cut another 2 inches, put it in the stand, and it just hits the ceiling, 8 feet. So I did that, and I put the lights on, and I said, well, got to work with the top. And I really was looking at either a white or a silver top, and I had a gold one. And I said, now what am I going to do? So I brought it outside. It's metal. It's a star. I brought it outside, and I spray painted it. And today I'll bring it in and put it on the top of the tree.
There you go. Well, my tree came on Friday, Pat.
Okay.
I can't believe it came that quick. I had only ordered it a couple of days before that, and they told me it wouldn't be there till the 9th. Came.
Okay.
And I put it up, and I've got the picture on my Facebook page. And you know what? Everybody that's seen it, it is 6.5 feet tall.
Okay.
It is the most natural looking artificial tree I have ever seen.
Wow.
It is unbelievable. It fills up the whole window. I've got a picture window that looks out. It's just unbelievable. I couldn't believe it.
And what was the name of the tree? Do you remember?
I know, I forget. But you buy something online and you're not really sure.
Right.
But then it comes in. And like I said, the price that they were charging for it was half of what places were charging. And it's absolutely gorgeous.
Great. I'm glad you're happy.
And it came pre-lit. Better yet.
That is better yet.
The LEDs that light it.
Right.
They've got the LEDs the same orangish color as the lights should be. They're not the bright light.
Not those neon bright.
No, they look exactly like the regular white lights that go on trees.
That is great.
Yeah. So if
are they all white, or can you change them?
You can change them, but I like the white, just the regular dull white lights inside the tree. I just like that. You can go.
My question is to you.
Yeah.
And you may not be able to answer this. With those trees that are pre-lit, what happens if a bolt goes out? What do you do?
You know what? I have no idea.
Okay. Do they give you extra bulbs?
No. Hmm. No. I think because they're LEDs, it's not like before. They're like it's a chain where if one goes out, everyone after that. I think it's different.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
So I think that's the case. But anyways, I'm very surprised. I was surprised how quick it came. I had it set up in a matter. It took me longer to unpack it than to set it up.
It's all on hinges, right?
Yes.
And then you just have to fix the branches.
You fluff it. That's exactly right. And it made my last fake Christmas tree look like a fake Christmas tree.
Really?
Yeah, really. Really, I'm amazed at how nice it looks. Go to my Facebook page. You'll see it. I got a picture up on my Facebook page. You'll be amazed that it was so inexpensive. So, I guess I lucked out there.
That's cool. Well, I mean, some of us need the luck, right? Because everything else is just sky high, so expensive.
Yeah.
Everything.
But Pat, this tree was packed. You know, a big box, okay?
Yeah.
I open up the big box, and there's a smaller box inside.
Right.
I open that up. Every section of the tree has its own box.
Oh, you're kidding.
There was so much cardboard in my house.
Isn't that interesting?
I cut it all up, but still, boxes upon boxes upon boxes. Oh, well.
Wow.
I guess the corrugated cardboard industry needs that to stay alive.
I'm looking at your Facebook page.
Look right at the very top. You'll see right there at the top, there should be a picture of it.
It's not a full picture, though.
Okay, but scroll down a little bit. You'll find it. There's a full picture of it when you scroll down.
Let's see. Scroll down. Okay, there it is. So with the... Right. And you got it shining out the window.
Yeah.
It really does look real.
It's amazing.
Yeah, because you know what makes it look real, too? That it's not so full and there's those spaces in between the branches.
Yeah.
You know, like a real tree.
Yeah.
No, and that's the white lights.
Yeah.
Oh, so you didn't put any ornaments on?
No, I keep it. I just use white lights. That's all.
Oh, okay.
But really, it's the most realistic tree I've seen, and it was easy to set up, and there you go.
Wow, that is great. Well, of course, I had the real tree, so...
When you get yours all decorated, you always post a picture of it that we can all see.
Yeah, when it's all finished. Yep.
All right. Well, anyways, we're not quite all finished yet, but you can go over this boring... I won't say boring, this steady forecast, forecast.
You know, after today, I mean, today we have sunshine and a high of 50, and it clouds up tonight, but then you have showers Tuesday, Wednesday, to early Thursday, And there could be more rain on tap for us on Friday. So keep the umbrella close by.
All right. All right, Pat, I'll check with you mañana.
All right. Sounds good, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.